Sapatino, and I represent 1630 Ventures that owns the 140 acres that's immediately adjacent to this property at the corner of 16 and 30. I'm calling in support of this project. Our property, as the light caller has said, it has the language due to the real estate crash. The most important thing in this community is jobs, 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 and we believe that it's great jobs for the area. We respect the fact that there will be restrictions on the uses to be able to place there. And we would like to coordinate our efforts for our land with this, the Reed family. There has been a lack of demand for space, and I think that what will bring opportunity to the area and economy growth to Suffolk County is having a mix of opportunities and a mix of uses in the area. So we are in support of this project.
All right, sir, we thank you. Operator, is there anyone else who would like to speak on this application?
Get our operator.
Operator? Just double checking with the operator to see if there's anyone else who would like to speak on this application.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can now.
Okay. If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All right, sir, we thank you. Does anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was consolidated. One of the hearings for Ordinance 20-07, the future land use map, and as I stated in the beginning of the meeting, we have to vote on these separately, so we're going to start with Ordinance 20-07.
Now, is that the one we're waiting for the plus comment?
Yes, so because that's in Mr. Whitehouse, that's why I asked the question, just to make sure. That is an amendment to the comprehensive plan, the future land use map of the comprehensive plan, so that in and of itself has to go through plus.
Right.
As part of the comp plan process, separate from the plus process for the actual rezoning. So, yes, that's the one we're waiting on, the written plus report. So we need to hold the record open for that. As Mr. Wheatley mentioned, we need to hold the record open for any comment, written comment that may come in from the applicant, the public, or anybody with regard to that.
So the motion will be to hold the record open to receive the report and to receive public comments. Typically, we would limit the public comment period to maybe 15 days after receipt of the
or announcement of receipt.
Yeah, or announcement yeah. of receipt. So, yeah.
That makes sense. Then I would make that motion that we defer or we leave the record open for the public comment and defer on any action to
for the plus. Strictly within the parameters of plus.
And for public comment.
Any public comment after that for 15 days after.
Well, let's be clear on that. So is it
public comments for plus?
Yeah, that's a question. Is it public comment on the?
That's what I would say.
For the plus, yeah, for plus.
For the plus.
Okay. So it would be then the motion would be to hold the record open for the written plus response plus 15 days from the announcement of that plus response for written comment related to that plus response.
So moved. Sorry.
There you go. Good job.
Still need a second.
Good job, Mr. Hopkins. I'll second your motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance number 20-07, future land use plan map, leaving the record open as described in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, just before we go further, for people who are listening in or here, what that means is that in a future agenda, after we receive the plus report from the state, it'll appear as an agenda item just to announce the receipt of that document, and it'll also go up on the county's website at that point. The purpose of that announcement being that'll start that 15-day period.
Right. The 15-day period doesn't start until we have announced it at a public meeting that that report has been received, and then it'll be 15 days from that point that the public will have the opportunity, the applicant will have the opportunity to respond in writing to that report. Okay. All right, our next public hearing was change of zone number 1923 Reed Farms LLC.
I just want to make one comment before I, and then I'd certainly like to hear any discussion, but I grew up with a train track behind me, a cement plant next to me, and a soybean field in front of me, so I have some empathy for this. So, you know, people asked, what would you think about this? Well, I've lived it, so that's all on that one.
Okay. Anyone else want to have any comments?
I too live here.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I had a train that went through my town.
And four doors down from the fire hall.
Yep, with the fire department siren going on.
Well, I did tell the attorney that testified that we would take his comments under advisement, so I'm going to offer some advice. I just don't think that the change rose to the level of it upending anyone's argument either for or against. It was such a slight change in the wording, and I'm really just puzzled as to how that would have affected what someone's testimony might be. They'll have the opportunity to put their comments on the record in the future. I just wasn't moved by his argument.
I agree.
I totally agree.
Say tomato, I say tomato.
So now, do we
just need a simple?
We just need a deferral.
Do we need consideration? We have to wait for the.
Yes, but the motion would just be to defer, and just wouldn't be put back on until that process is completed.
Okay, because I didn't want to put the cart before the horse on that one. Okay. Another question I have about this and the other in general, because we've had a couple of change of zones come in recently that would require us, they were all similar to this, that would require us to change the comprehensive plan maps. Is there any way we can not keep going back to the state like this?
Well, so we have to go back to the state regardless. I mean, just because it's required by Title IX. But there's been a couple different things, and I think as we're getting further into this, you know, what we need to look at how we're going to process them. I think that's the other way of doing it. Whether it's going to be, do you just apply for it, or is there going to be, you know, everybody has an opportunity once a year to apply for it? You know, just different ways to do that for the amendments to the comp plan. Because, you know, we are having to do these each as one-off applications. And that, you know, that's what we're doing. That's what's been decided right now. But, it's a 10-year plan. You know, there's going to be situations that change. We might...
I understand that, but at the rate we're going, and it's all similar things, all on railroads, where water and sewer and, you know, all that type of thing, it just seems that we're eroding the whole process if we're going at it one piece at a time.
No, I wouldn't disagree with that, and it may be I will say this too, you know, and it may be premature at this point because we're only about a year out of the comp plan, but, you know, it's a 10-year plan, but that doesn't mean also that the commission couldn't take it upon itself to revisit the, you know, the future land use map sort of more globally.
It's an interesting, yeah, it's an interesting idea.
Countywide.
Because right now, changes to the map are being application driven. They're being driven by folks who are applying for things that would require the map to be changed. We have the ability to address changing that map as its own thing, in kind of a proactive way that perhaps could have some basis in what we've seen, because the whole concept behind changing the map is that perhaps we didn't get it right the first time, and that's entirely possible. And we may find after a passage of some time and some applications that we do want to go back and look at it I hesitate to use the word wholesale, but just use it on a organic level.
More of a criterion based.
Yeah, right. Right, rather than exception based.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, and with that, I think we just need a motion for deferral.
Would you like to?
No. I'm not going to make that mistake twice in one night.
I'll make a motion to defer for further consideration and for the information from the.
Just deferral.
Just deferral. Yeah. There we go. Done.
Yep.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1923 Reed Farms LLC. All those in favor say
aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, just again for the benefit of anybody watching. So that public hearing on change in zone, or the application CZ 1923 for Reed Farms LLC, that will not appear on an agenda until the record's completely closed on ordinance number 20-07.
Right.
So, thank you.
Okay, thank you. That completes our agenda for the evening and actually completes our agenda for the year. So, does anyone have anything else to go to the order?
And on 2021.
If not, yeah. We wish everyone a safe, happy, and merry Christmas, happy new year, and I don't think there's anyone who is going to be disappointed to see 2020 end.
<Yeah. laughs>
Stand adjourned, peace and harmony.